Good morning. Hello, hello, Eva Wire. And who else is joining? Let's see what goes on. It is Brian of London. I am in the forest, Bereshit Forest in Tel Aviv. It is once again hot because it is Tel Aviv and it will be hot now until sometime in the middle of September. That's just how we roll here. And after all this week's shenanigans with neo-Nazis and all that stuff, let's talk about something different. Let's talk about the globalists trying to take over the world. Because something huge happened this week. This week, Facebook announced the new cryptocurrency that they're trying to put out into the world. And I printed out a little piece of paper because I printed out from what is called the white paper. This is how you announce crypto things to the world. Everybody does this, you see. You have a cryptocurrency and you announce it to the world in what's called a white paper. And the white paper lays out how their proposal, which is a proposal, and they're not really... I'm just going to read to you from the end of the introduction. As we embark on this journey together, we think it is important to share our beliefs to align the community and ecosystem we intend to spark around this initiative. We believe that many more people should have access to financial services and to cheaper capital. Okay, cheaper capital. I don't like when someone says something can be cheaper. I want to know how can it be cheaper. We believe that people have an inherent right to control the fruit of their legal labor. Ooh, this is starting to sound like a manifesto I've read some many years ago. Control the fruits of their legal labor. We believe that global, open, instant, and low-cost movement of money will create immense economic opportunity and more commerce across the world. Global, open, instant. What are they creating here, Facebook? What are you creating? What is the consortium of Libra put together to do? We believe that people will increasingly trust decentralized forms of governance. What is a decentralized form of governance? That's interesting. We believe that a global currency and financial infrastructure should be designed and governed as a public good. One more point to go, and then I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this thing. We believe that we all have a responsibility to help advance financial inclusion, support ethical actors, and continuously uphold the integrity of the ecosystem. Okay, what this is, what Facebook have put together, and they're not really launching a cryptocurrency owned completely by Facebook and run completely by Facebook. They're being much smarter than that. What they're saying that they're going to do is separate off into a Swiss-owned, because that's never suspicious, a Swiss-owned entity that that will hold in trust for the world the control of what they are planning to do, which is create a global single currency. So remember back in the day when the French had francs and the Germans had Deutschmarks and the Italians had funny money and the British had pounds. Remember back then, and all those European countries said, we're going to create the euro. And they tried to encourage Britain to get into it, and Britain chose not to. And they tried to sell it to the people. And I remember, because I remember, you know, I was cognizant at the time, and they kept saying, well, it'll be so much easier to travel. You won't have to change your money from one currency to another. And it'll be so much easier to buy and trade because it'll all be euros. And they did. They went ahead and they created this monster. They created the euro. And they turned 400 or 500 million people into the Eurozone. And they made one money. And then they made it very hard for national governments to control interest rates and to control their own economies. And Greece turned into a complete disaster. Portugal teeters on the brink today. Italy's in a financial mess. And all because basically everybody had to go at the same rate that the Germans decided, because the Germans were the strongest. That was the artificial creation of a non-global but semi-global currency, because it really did accommodate a vast portion of the world's economic activity. And the euro jumped to be, is it the number two currency? Is it dollars, euro, pounds, yen, or the other way? I mean, the euro immediately became the world's second largest currency, obviously. But was it a success? Well, is the European Union looking very strong these days as a coherent entity? Well, no. Britain is trying desperately to leave it, and only its ridiculous government is keeping it in the European Union. Now, I know it's not part of the euro, but had it been part of the euro, I think leaving the European Union would have been even more, orders of magnitude more difficult. So Facebook is now trying to create, through some mysterious technology called blockchain and crypto, which I can explain another time, but suffice it to say, the underlying technology is very interesting and very good and has the potential to be decentralized. What do I mean by decentralized? Not controlled by a single entity. But what Facebook is proposing is that a group of very large companies or often left-leaning institutions become the decentralized part of Libra. So not very decentralized at all. And that the buy-in to be the one part of this decentralized network is $10 million. Now, the original sort of blockchain cryptocurrency that took off, which people have heard of, which is called Bitcoin, that's decentralized in the sense that I can go to the internet right now, download a program, start running it on my computer. My computer will have to download, I don't know, a terabyte of data. But as soon as that's finished, I will be a decentralized node on the Bitcoin blockchain. I don't need to pay $10 million into some fund. I don't need to put any money on deposit. I will be a part of Bitcoin. Likewise, I have a Bitcoin address. I download a program from the internet, I fire it up, I say I want a Bitcoin address, and I get a Bitcoin address. Now, that is decentralized. Nobody is controlling the supply of that software. Nobody is controlling who becomes a witness on the network. Facebook system Libra is very different. Now, what's really interesting about the Facebook system and their announcement today or this week, and I've spoken about this before, but I'm going to tell the audience anew, is that a year and a half ago, within about 6 weeks of each other, both Facebook and Google, the two largest digital advertising platforms in the world, and combined, they account for more than 50% of the entire advertising market in most countries. Within 6 weeks of each other, they both instituted a policy that, you know, 18 months ago, would have said to advertise a project like Libra on Facebook was banned. They would not let you advertise a project based on blockchain or crypto. And that their reasoning for doing this, both of them, independently with slightly different wording, but both of them in their terms and conditions said, we will not allow the advertising of cryptocurrency exchanges and of various parts of crypto industry, because so much of it is a scam that we want to protect our valuable users. You, the dumb schlubs putting your content into Facebook and Google for free. They wanted to protect you from being stung by scams that would steal your money. So they will just cut out an entire industry. It's like a few years ago, you know, when everybody was getting Nigerian scam emails. Remember those, you know, sort of this prince in Nigeria has got $50 million and if you just send him your bank account number, he will move money through your account and you'll get to keep some of it. Those Nigerian scam emails were famous. Now, if Facebook and Google had applied the same technique to those, they would have banned Nigeria from the internet. Because in a sense, they banned an entire industry from using Facebook and Google, the two largest advertising platforms in the world, from advertising for more than a year. And it may be a coincidence. It may be a coincidence because correlation is not causation, as we know. But within a few weeks of, I think it was even days actually, of the Facebook advertising ban on crypto going into effect, the price of Bitcoin and every other cryptocurrency dropped like a stone, or started dropping like a stone. And a few weeks later, when Google put in their ban, it made another big drop. In the end, something like 400 billion, with a B, $400 billion was wiped off the value of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at or around the time that Facebook and Google said all cryptocurrencies and most businesses related to this are probably a scam, so we'll ban them. And what actually it ushered in was, up until then, there'd been a healthy market of people raising money for speculative business projects. Now, some of that money, you put money into a startup business, you lose it sometimes, and sometimes you win big. You know, there were competitors to Facebook. People put money in them, they lost their money. Facebook made it big. There were competitors to Google, Lycos, AltaVista. People put money in them, they didn't make it, they lost their money. That's just how venture capital funding and business works. But to declare an entire class of technology a scam, which is what these two did, was a very, very bold move, and it had a huge impact. Not just the drop in the value of the currencies, it caused anybody working in those valid fields. These were like mathematicians doing incredible work to produce a technology that actually achieved something incredible, which is that you can have a currency on your phone or in your computer, you can spend it once and only once, and everyone in the whole world, within a short space of time, will validate that you have spent past your value from this place to this place, and you can't then spend the same money elsewhere. It was a crushingly difficult problem to solve, and they solved it right, and they made Bitcoin, and it's still a beautiful technology. And this is still exactly the same underlying technology that Facebook have announced will form the basis of their technology that will allow you to send 20 Libra pegged to the pound or the dollar or the to your friend, or to buy a pair of sandals that you just saw on Instagram, with a small cut going to Facebook, obviously. That underlying technology they banned. They said it was a scam. They said anybody working in the field is a scammer. We don't want you. And a year and a bit later, Facebook are launching a $1 billion industry based on a technology a year ago they declared to be a scam. Well, some of us don't like this, because they squashed an industry. And in fact, even before this Libra announcement, and even without this Libra announcement, that's why my friend Andrew started JPB Liberty. And because he was actually directly impacted by this crypto ban. He was mining cryptocurrencies, and he had bought computers to do this, and he was making a bit of money on it. And at the moment when Facebook and Google banned the advertising, the price drop was so severe, his investment in equipment was suddenly worthless, almost worthless, because it no longer made sense. The business that he had got into was wiped out by the actions of Facebook and Google together. And it might not be illegal in America, but it turns out Andrew believes, and that's his experience, because he's a lawyer from Australia working in the fields of this kind of corporate competition, and his background is telecoms. And it's very similar to what happened in the telecoms industries, where you just block out your competitors from using wires. And what happened? Government had to come in all over the world, really, and say, these wires need to be opened up. These wires are in the ground. Everybody needs to be able to use them at a fair price. And so there are laws on the books in Australia that say you can't restrict your competitors if you're in a monopoly position. And Google and Facebook are in monopoly positions in advertising. And now it can be seen easily, but we could see it even before this announcement, Facebook is now going into competition with the entire crypto industry, the one they declared to be a scam. Think about that. They crushed an industry by banning it from advertising to the world's largest pool of digital users 1 and a bit years ago. And now they want to take that industry for themselves. Now they're talking about non-profits and Swiss companies, but it's bullshit. And also, the language, that statement I started reading, you know, this stuff, we believe that global, open, instant and low-cost movement of money will create immense economic activity. Global. We believe that a global currency and financial infrastructure should be designed and governed as a public good. This is the Communist Manifesto here. This is this is language straight out of Marx. I mean, we believe that people have an inherent right to control the fruit of their legal labor. Well, are you... I was speechless when I read this white paper. Most of the analysis of it on YouTube and stuff is talking about the technicals and the cryptocurrency people, the insiders, are all going nuts back and forth deciding whether this is a good thing for crypto, which will make, because it will make it go mainstream, or a bad thing for crypto because it will just take over. There's a much bigger question here, which is who the hell is Zuckerberg and who the hell is this consortium of PayPal, Visa, and these other unelected people to suddenly decide that they're going to be the global currency. And I'm telling you, the underlying crypto technology is so good that the idea of instant payments with minimal friction, because that it really works. I'm using it on a daily basis. As many of you know, I'm doing this on Periscope, but I've cut back on my Periscope use. And this video will go first onto something called ThreeSpeak. ThreeSpeak is built on a crypto system called Steam. Steam is a direct competitor to Facebook. Steam has had huge trouble growing over the last year. You know why? Perhaps if Steam could have advertised on Facebook, it could have grown. Steam has instant payments with zero cost. I can send 100 Steam, which is worth about $50. I can send that to my son, which actually this week I did. I put my son on Steam so he could play a game called Steam Monsters. I started him off playing the game immediately by sending him $10 worth of Steam. I sent $10, he got $10. No friction, zero, easy, and it took 2 seconds. It's way better than PayPal. It's way better than anything else out there. So if Facebook do this right, their system is going to be successful, because if they're allowed to do this. But the problem here is that this idea that the governance, and this is the bit that I really don't like, support ethical actors and continuously uphold the integrity of the ecosystem. Who are ethical actors? Is Tommy Robinson an ethical actor? Am I? I'm banned from Facebook as a hate agent. Am I an ethical actor? Will I be able to use their currency system? Well, as it's instituted at the moment, according to the white paper, it looks like I probably will. But because there is an element of central control to these nodes that run the system, because PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, all these other predominantly captured by the far left organizations, because the tech, as I've said before, I'm jumping around a bit here, but Mundia, technology companies are built by engineering-y people, but then they're taken over by people. That tends to shift a sort of mental balance from sort of right-wing thinking to left-wing thinking to people stuff. These companies that are going to be controlling this system of Facebook, I don't trust them. And I don't trust them not to deplatform people from this global network. And I am terrified that they are going to control this. So what can you do about it? Well, that's what JPV Liberty was formed to do, which is to sue on behalf of all those who lost money, literally lost money when the cryptocurrencies dropped, and even more importantly, businesses who were unable to grow or who literally went out of business in the last year because of being denied access to the world's largest advertising platforms. We're suing them in Australia under Australian law with a class action suit. And that class action suit actually has a damn good chance. And we need only two things to go ahead. One, we need people to sign up as no win, no fee plaintiffs. So they're part of the class of people who are suing. And we need people to help finance the legal costs. It's not big money. It's maybe up to $1.5 million, $2 million, that kind of level. It's not hundreds of millions. And it doesn't even need all of that to get started. It's in tranches. So we are looking for investors. And what the investors get is a share in 20% of whatever damages we can get, or a settlement that we can get from Facebook and Google. But I tell you this, more than an investment, I'm not really pitching an investment here. This could be, with enough money backing it, and so that it's taken very seriously. And if you want to write about this, if you're a journalist and you see this video, please get in touch with me. We'll be putting out a proper press release soon, because we have already issued the first letters to Facebook and Google. This will be a huge shot across the bow of Facebook in the week that it launches Libra, where we have to tell the world. And again, the press have totally failed in their due diligence. I've read dozens of mainstream press articles about Facebook launching Libra. Some of them have pointed out some of the issues with this, and that banks and the regulators in different countries are going to want to look into it. I haven't seen one press article point out the crypto advertising ban from over a year ago. Not one journalist found this fact. Not one journalist did their due diligence and said, did Facebook declare exactly what they're launching to be a scam 1 year ago? No, not one journalist. Which doesn't surprise me, because the state of journalism today is so piss poor. Anyway, what you can do, if you want to get more information about this, you can contact me. brianoflondon.me is my website. There's contact us. I'm Brian of London on Telegram, just t.me/Brian of London. And you can search for JPB Liberty and you'll find their website, and there's a sign up there. And if you sign up and if you contribute, you actually get given a cryptographic token that is yours, and it can't be transferred away from you, and that represents your stake in the damages or the settlement that we can get by suing Facebook and Google in Australia, which we are gonna do. Wow, that was quite long. I hope people followed it. Any questions, please fire them to me on any of the channels, and thanks very much for watching. I'm Brian of London, brianoflondon.me, in my forest in Tel Aviv. And I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, and Shabbat Shalom to all of you. Bye.